Penguin Random House Audio presents Fast Ice by Clive Cussler and Graham Brown. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. The Bottom of the World. Terra Australis, Antarctica, January 1939. The droning of aircraft propellers echoed across the stark winter landscape. It caromed off snowfields and along rivers of ice, a reverberating hum never heard before in this part of Antarctica. A colony of emperor penguins nesting on the land below caught wind of the noise. They looked skyward for the cause of the disturbance, turning their heads in unison. Finding the source, they watched in rapt curiosity as a large gray bird lumbered across the sky. That bird was a Dornier flying boat, an all-metal silver aircraft with a registration number painted in large block letters. It boasted a high-mounted wing and two powerful radial engines arranged sequentially along the centerline of the fuselage. One engine pulled the plane forward, while the second pushed it from behind. Those who flew this model of the Dornier called it the Whale, mostly because of its great size, but also because the plane's ribbed sheet metal resembled the distinctly folded blubber on the underside of many ocean-dwelling leviathans. Inside the aircraft, a middle-aged pilot sat at the controls. He had brown eyes and graying hair, but with a thick growth of dark stubble on his face. He wore a buttonless blue jacket known as a Fliegerbluse. The captain's badge on the collar indicated his rank, while an eagle grasping a swastika on his breast identified him as a Luftwaffe pilot.